San Francisco, like many other cities, has a housing crisis. It's so expensive, low and middle income residents can't afford to stay. City leaders thought they'd found a way to provide housing for these residents, but its plan has run afoul of the Obama administration. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Lunchtime at the Western Addition Senior Center in San Francisco is where you can meet Mr. Mac Watson. At 96, he's a vision of elegance in his freshly pressed ribbon collar shirt, vest, and sports coat. He's called San Francisco home since 1947.
Definitely like San Francisco. It's like the song, I lost my heart in San Francisco, I guess. Yeah.
Watson lost more than his heart here. He's among thousands of black San Franciscans who are being displaced by gentrification. He can still recall when this neighborhood, the Western Addition, was a hub of African-American life.
The moms and pop businesses, they're all gone. And, and nightclubs and restaurants and theaters, they're all gone. So that's the big change there.
Watson witnessed firsthand as San Francisco's African-American population plummeted from about 13% in 1970 to less than 6% today. He might be gone too, except that he's living with his grandson's family in a house with stairs that are tough on his aging legs. That's why he's applied for a lottery to live in a new 98-unit affordable housing development for seniors, partially financed by the federal government. The city wants to give current residents, many of them African-American seniors like Watson, something called a neighborhood preference in that lottery. London Breed is a San Francisco supervisor who grew up in the Western Addition. She supports the neighborhood preferences.
And all we're doing with neighborhood preference is saying that for the people who live here, we're going to give you a priority, the right of first refusal. You still have to compete in a lottery with other residents of the neighborhood, but you have a better shot.
But officials at the Department of Housing and Urban Development said, no, you can't do that. They told the city last month that its neighborhood preference plan would violate federal fair housing laws by limiting equal access and perpetuating segregation in the historically African-American neighborhood. In other words, the law designed to give African-Americans a fair shake in getting housing is being cited as a reason why they can't get a preference to stay in the community they've called home. That leaves the city in a tough spot, says University of San Francisco law professor Tim Iglesias.
Yes, there is an irony of it. And the city is, in its own sense, trying to turn this neighborhood preferences, which have been used to discriminate, on its head to enable it to help maintain diversity in the city.
San Francisco officials met recently with HUD to press their case to use neighborhood preferences. They say it's vital to stemming the tide of gentrification that has driven thousands of longtime residents of all backgrounds out of the city. The agency agreed to review its decision. Supervisor London Breed says while she's optimistic, she's also realistic.
It's not going to reverse the African-American population in San Francisco. It's not going to reverse the gentrification that has also happened in the community, but what it will do is give just a tad bit of hope to some people who are still struggling to stay here.
Still, time is short. About 5,000 people applied for the 98-unit housing complex, and the lottery is scheduled for next week. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.